to get a gift.
Listen, I love being a gift giver. In this case, though, I really didn't want to, but it's everywhere. Weird Al has a brand new song.
No.
Yes, he does.
I didn't even know this.
Hawk. Weird Al.
The new Hawk 2 song.
No. Yeah. Actually dealing, referencing, mentioning the presidential debate with Weird Al. So here you go, Jerry. Enjoy.
I've been getting deja vu.
Every single thing you say is a lie.
Just being the same to do.
I've never seen anybody lie like this guy.
Have we fallen under a wizard's curse to suffer deja vu, but worse?
Just manage a complainer.
My friend, the lobe hurts. Ow! I think I'm getting deja vu.
Love it, man. It's not a remake.
Who signed off on this reboot?
Not a parody.
Love it. Ugh. Weird Al's super talented.
But that was he's known for like changing other songs.
He's known for being a hit maker. Parodies and or originals. He has all of his albums have originals on it.
Listen, Weird Al is the old man in the game. He truly is.
He's the OG.
He is, yes.
The OG of parodies and yeah.
Yeah, but also the old man in the game in the sense that maybe aging out a little bit.
How dare you?
You'll hear that in places. Yeah. I don't think it's his best work.
No.
Well, it's not a parody.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but I agree. I mean, his best work are parodies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't heard the whole thing.
The biggest hits he's had were parodies of other songs, not originals.
You will not be hearing the whole thing on these airwaves. You want to know why?
Oh, God.
Because it's 6 minutes long. That's the other thing.
Oh, my God.
Who has time for that?
I do.
That's wild.
Six minutes?
We just wasted 6 seconds of our life just then.
Yeah, 20. Why don't you talk about a 95-year-old Frankie Valli? That's my aging out.
Yeah.
Although I would go to the concert because I'm open-minded.
Yeah, so you know you just said that.
I'm open-minded.
If Carol can't go, I don't know if you're my backup anymore.
I'm just his backup for Frankie Valli.
He is.
I can admit whatever's good.
I would think that that could be entertaining and you would see a legend.
I've seen Weird Al in concert. It was entertaining.
You know who loves Weird Al, I think? Who? Just like you, Tripper.
Well, now I don't like him anymore.
So you and Tripper can go to the concert together.
And Trippy Trip.
Well, I can top that. You know who else is a huge Weird Al fan?
Who?
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
You know who is even a bigger Weird Al fan?
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton.
Oh, well,
he's
very
obsessed
talented.
With Weird Al. So, I mean, he's got some big fans.
Maybe. Here's something that I can appreciate way more than Weird Al. If you will get cut number one ready.
What is this?
Apparently, during the presidential debate, the first one, Trump versus Biden, Biden versus Trump, they're saying somebody farted in the middle of their sentence. Take a listen. We're going to play it for you and then play it over and over and over. So just listen.
He never took him away. He can't because it's too much money. It's too much money.
Oh,
it's too much money. It's too much money. It's too much money.
Oh.
It's too much money.
Oh, my God.
Is that real?
Real.
Oh.
100% not doctored at all.
Wow. And somebody
farted.
I did hear anyone farts, but they were saying, I just heard over the weekend that somebody was saying that Biden has been known for, like, having gas problems while he's been in office.
Well, that's why you know how
it's like. It doesn't mean it was him, but it's like.
Well, yeah, you see the clip sometimes of him just standing there a little bit. I think that's what that is. I'm not kidding.
Like,
that's
could
what
be.
Somebody said it is.
But look at Trump. The man looks like a fart. Like, he looks, his diet, we know
that's
for a
really
fact.
Rude.
We just were talking about
how he looks like a fart.
Did you just hear what he said? You know when he stands there like that?
He didn't say anything about his
not
look.
Not in a bad way.
Okay.
If anything.
Not with his words, but with his body.
No. But if anything, I'm giving him more credit because I'm like, why is he just standing there and doesn't know where he is and shaking hands with you?
See what I'm saying?
No, I'm trying to tell you.
I can't say he looks
like
a fart.
It's the gas. I am making a better point for you. It's the gas that makes him do that.
Uh-huh.
Or he's peeing in his pants. I don't know. Because I do that in the pool. I'll be walking in the pool. I'm like, I'm going to pee. And I just stop and stare. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get out?
When I'm peeing in the pool?
You go around, like, near, you pee near people in the pool?
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm saying if I'm in the pool, like I say I'm, like, walking around in the pool, da-da-da, and I pee, I don't pee and walk,
because
then you're bringing it to everybody.
You have to. You have to be kicking your feet and moving. Yes.
Dudes don't do that. Dudes stand still and pee in the pool.
You need to be moving.
It would be very difficult
walking
to
and peeing?
Kick your feet while doing that.
I don't walk. I will stand in one place away from people and then, like, move my hands in the water in front of me to disperse it.
What? You're disgusting.
Shut up.
I don't want to get it. You're just in the pool. Just stay there.
Ew. Squid, you've never peed in the pool.
No.
What?
Maybe as a child.
You don't
maybe.
Even wash your butt crack.
I'm not going to wash it in the pool.
I guess you are technically kind of washing it.
Technically, you are.
Pool.
You're getting in there with your dirty flakes.
Yeah.
The rule of thumb is this. If you are having a couple cocktails in the pool, okay, the first 2 to 3 cocktails, I will get up and go to the bathroom every time. After that,
that's because you're losing your inhibitions.
Right. Yeah, that's why I no longer care. But you got to move your legs and...
Here's something that makes me feel a little bit better about pools, which I happen to just realize over the weekend.
What?
Do you know the health department requires somebody every single day, even if it's a neighborhood private pool, a public private pool, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
Not your own
house.
Somebody has to test the water every single day and adjust it every day.
I did know that.
I didn't know that every day. I thought it was like a once a week thing.
No way. You have to make sure the chemicals are
every day. Yep.
Yeah. No. And I used to be the one to do it for years and years and years because I was the lifeguard and we.
It was kind of odd because it was like 50 people there throwing, and he's like dodging footballs and frisbees and everything else. Like the pool was like a whole party was going, karaoke was going on and this and that. Here comes the guy with the having to do all that and while this party's going on. You
gotta
know,
make sure.
Sweating to death.
Now, Katie, I know you were very ill last week.
Yes.
And not
feeling better.
Overly political, but are on board with, a lot of people are saying they need somebody else?
I did not watch. Okay. I did not watch. I was really not feeling very well for, days.
Yeah.
I have read several things. I would like to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But I have read, of course, what you're referring to, which is that a large... portion of Biden supporters believe.
Right. The funny thing is, Trump supporters want him to stay in. That's the funny thing. We want him to stay.
Yeah, of course.
Y'all want him to leave.
Of course. I don't really, quite honestly, want either one of them in.
Okay.
I was shocked to see CNN post those headlines.
Yeah, they did.
But I will say this. I actually, ironically, maybe it's because of all the clips that I've seen, I thought he did better than I thought he would do. I didn't think he would do that bad, but I think it's because we're fed so many clips and clips and clips and clips and clips.
And you got to make sure that you're watching the real, the whole clips, because certain things that are being posted are out of context, and then headlines form from that, and you're like, that's not at all what happened.
No, totally. But and then what ended up happening is that side, the Democrat side, were like, this is horrible. And I'm like, well, wasn't that obvious for a while now? So I don't know.
Well, but Katie, to be fair, they're like all shocked. Like, we can't believe he's not
forming.
It's like, it's been that way for years. Like, he's had trouble, you know, saying things.
All right.
That's like if Trump was being an a-hole in the debate and Republicans like, what is going on? Why is he being an a-hole? This is so shocking. We're like, yeah, we expected it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was more shocked. He was relatively calm compared to the last debate.
But I think he needs an audience.
The microphones, well, then it's a good thing.
I think he does need an audience. He's being fed. I think
it's like
that's
Godzilla
what gets him going.
Needs the electricity. Yeah. He needs the audience.
Well,
he
that was the agreement. It probably worked in his favor, though, because when he starts going off the rails, that's when people are like, oh, God.
He starts cheering. People start cheering, and he goes more and more.
Right.
Like, stop. Don't make fun of somebody that has nothing. He's like making fun of Joy Behar or something. You're like, what?
And Josie was here, too, so she's on the same level as you, maybe a little bit more.
and you guys are all on the same level. Argued, minus Matt. I don't know what his level is.
They
but.
Argued about golf.
I know. I did hear about that. Yeah. The handicaps. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they were asked. Like if they're physically fit, but when they started going back and forth
about their handicaps,
I was like
enough.
My gosh.
And let's just also call a spade, and if you have watched any of Trump's speaking, any of his addresses that he's done, or any time he has addressed the public, there's a lot of times things he says are not so coherent as well.
Yeah, I don't think he's even close, those two.
I'm just saying, if you're going to admit things.
No, he'll go on like some rant, and you're like, what
is
he even talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
It'll be some like, and when he gives speeches, instead of like keeping it like at 30, it'll be like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And he's doing almost like a stand-up routine.
And just because you repeat it 1,000 times doesn't make it true.
Oh, no, I'm not saying anything about what was said was true or not. Mm-hmm. It was just like, oh.